You know, investigators can track what you do with cryptocurrency now. I'm David Brancaccio. First, new and used vehicles are easier to find this year, with supply chains largely restored after the pandemic mess, but now a new hurdle. The loan may be harder to get. Ally Financials, one lender, saying it plans to tighten standards, and Wells Fargo said it's setting aside extra cash in case more existing auto loans go bad. Marketplace's Justin Hoa has more on what is driving this.
Lenders are worried that rising interest rates are making their loans too expensive.
If people's payments get much higher because of the interest rates, then the lender's going to be worried about defaults.
Kathleen Engel is a professor at Suffolk University Law School. She says lenders are also worried that if a recession happens, some borrowers might lose their jobs. So they're raising rates further to compensate for the risk, and they're making fewer loans.
If lenders are concerned that the higher payments are going to lead to higher default rates, they want to stop the problem before it exists.
Lenders are pulling back the most in the used car market, says Jonathan Smoke, chief economist at Cox Automotive. He says that's because a lot of people who bought used cars in the last couple years are already starting to fall behind on their payments.
And the consumers that tend to be more likely to fall behind are subprime consumers, which also tend to be median to lower income households.
And they, Smoke says, have disproportionately felt the effects of inflation. I'm Justin Howe for Marketplace.
Credit markets are just one topic we explore in our Marketplace Crash Course, Econ 101. It's a primer on economics, a newsletter for which you can sign up at any time and complete at your own pace. You can find that online at marketplace.org/crashcourse. Forecasters say there's a strong chance that the weather phenomenon known as El Niño could return later this year. El Niño generally makes things warmer. And what climate change has been doing, when you factor that in, it's possible 2023 or 2024 could become the globe's hottest year on record. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more on economic costs.
El Niño has a lot of effects, says Justin Mankin, an assistant professor of geography at Dartmouth College.
Things like droughts and floods and wildfire conditions, those get enhanced with El Niños.
It also raises the possibility of more extreme heat in some parts of the globe, and those hot days are expensive. Mankin and a colleague estimated the dollar cost of the hottest days of the year between the early 90s and 2013.
At the low end, $5 trillion, and at the upper end, nearly $30 trillion globally.
There's business interruption, there are health impacts, there are infrastructure impacts.
Kathy Boffman-McLeod is with the Atlantic Council. She says businesses should prepare for the heat.
Get educated, get aware, and do a heat risk assessment for your employees and for your operations.
That means learning where heat could impact your supply chain, she says, and protecting workers. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
I used to refer to cryptocurrency as money laundering on a stick. While digital money, using a very hard-to-corrupt accounting system, has its uses, it's also a useful way for crooks to hide money without a trace, or so the crooks thought. Now, a mathematician in California has done groundbreaking work that has given birth to a new industry tracking cryptocurrency. Dina Temple-Raston, host of the Click Here podcast on cybersecurity matters, reports.
When Sarah Micklejohn first discovered cryptocurrency, she was a grad student in computer science at University of California, San Diego.
In the beginning, we all just were kind of like, whoa, Bitcoin, like what's anyone doing with it?
This was back in 2013. Bitcoin transactions are represented by a meaningless string of characters. And Micklejohn believed that once a transaction touched the real world, that meaninglessness would just go away.
I kind of knew beyond any shadow of a doubt that Bitcoin was not anonymous.
And it turns out you could figure out a lot by seeing how transactions are related to each other. At its simplest level, if a string of Bitcoin characters is initiating lots of crypto transactions, and another string or wallet is receiving them, that gives you a relationship to work with. So Mikkeljohn decided to prove that in an unusual way, by shopping.
Stefan still has a lot of the physical artifacts.
Stefan Savage, her thesis advisor.
I mean, I can show you. Do you want to see some of them?
I'd love to.
So like we have a Guy Fawkes mask, very on brand for the time. Some earrings, and then organic Colombian coffee beans.
They were paying for these things in crypto to watch the transactions go from buyer to seller.
It was, I need to get a purchase from some wallet in this cluster that my algorithm has identified. Let me go and see things that are likely to get me there.
What Mikkeljohn didn't know at the time was that a man named Michael Groninger had read her research paper, and he was writing an algorithm that would allow him to trace transactions at scale. And he used that algorithm to figure out where a bunch of stolen Bitcoin had gone when a crypto exchange called Mt. Gox went bankrupt in 2014. He eventually turned all this into the company Chainalysis.
So you've automated it?
Yes, you automated it. So I could see an automated pattern. It's running all the time, basically.
Now he's using it to help financial institutions and governments track stolen money and identify bad players in the crypto world. I'm Dina Temple-Raston for Marketplace.
And we've been reporting for months how retailer Bed Bath & Beyond's been circling the drain after failing to get on top of online commerce and decisions that went bad as we emerged from pandemic. Well, the bankruptcy papers were filed yesterday, and the store closing sales start midweek. The chain's famed coupons run out after Tuesday, but the liquidation sales would presumably offer deeper discounts. Gift cards work through May 8th. It's Bye Bye Baby outlets also closing. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.